Barry Doherty, what a performance by Kilkear. You've back in Ulster Championship football for the first time in 24 years. That was an impressive show on a 10.1 today.
Yeah, the lads done very well. Started off poorly. You know, it took 5 minutes for the lads to realise, you know, there's a gulping class, really, and the intensity was higher. But come here, we brought the same level of intensity, and every one of our players, you know, played exceptional today. So not a great result for us.
Yeah. Obviously, they got their goal early in the game, Scotstown, and they were on the front foot. What did you change then? What happened? What was the screw that turned, that put it in Kilkear's favour at that stage of the game?
We didn't change very little. You know, we got caught out for the goal. But, you know, we said before the game in the dressing rooms, if they get a goal, if they start well, we don't change what we're doing. You know, it'll come right for us. If we keep working to our system that we're playing, it'll be fine for us.
Yeah. Did you think that you would be 7 points up at half-time, that was a target going on today? Because that second quarter was very impressive in the way you controlled the game and controlled the ball, and particularly the contribution from the likes of the McBertys and the McHughes was very, very key.
Yeah, our key players really performed today. Did I expect to be 7 points up? No, I didn't. You know, as a manager, you just hope to be still in the game. You know, a point either way is a fine score at half time. But it was a very good base for us to, you know, if we knew if we kept ticking over and kept out the goals, you know, I didn't believe there was no way Scotstown were going to beat us. Yeah. So, not delighted with our defence. They held it out. It was dicey there at times, you know, with a couple of minutes to go. But now they dealt with everything and played well.
Yeah, you weren't really threatened there in that second half, were you?
Well, high balls and, you know, trying to test a full back line, but, you know, at the end of the day we dealt with it. You know, the one goal we got caught out on, our keeper got something to it and it just hit the roof of the net. You know, we had another goal chance, their keeper got something to it, hit the bar. You know, other things like that will go with you days, they'll go with you other days, but yeah, we played very well, very happy with the performance.
Yeah, and now you have to refocus for another big Ulster game. Slochnead is going to be next in 2 weeks' time, and that's going to be a step up again from what you met today then, Barry.
That'll be a step up, yeah, come here. The further you go on in this competition, you're going to be going up steps, all right. But, you know, our lads, there's plenty of gear still left in our team. You know, we're not the finished article. And, you know, it was a great experience. You know, it's the first time every one of them players played in an Ulster club game. So, you know, we've learned a lot from it too, and we'll be hoping to kick on.
Yeah, and they weren't fazed by that at all, so they weren't?
No. A lot of them have played at county level in this ground. A lot of them have played at under-21 and minor level. Like, half of our team have been on the county under-21 minor team at some stage. So they've all experienced days like this. So it's just getting up to the same level of effort and intensity.